92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Pretty much everyone who listens to WBPM grew up listening to music on vinyl records and maybe 8-track tapes. I had a lot of those. And then we got the compact cassette, followed by CDs. And today everything is digital audio files. But there's been an intense resurgence of interest and passion for vinyl records over the last decade. It's a 95-year-old audio format, and some of the best audio engineers in the business today are saying that the records that are being made are really quite good if they're played properly. Several of the best manufacturers have updated and reissued their turntables over the last decade because of increased interest. Meanwhile, today's biggest artists are trying to satisfy their fans to deliver their new albums on vinyl, but that's an incredibly big challenge because there are sparse few record mastering studios and pressing plants left on planet Earth. Maybe only 2 or 3 facilities on the planet still have the equipment and staff who know how to stamp out records properly. As a result, people like Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift and huge franchises like the soundtrack for Wicked all have to plan way ahead to get on the calendar at the pressing plant to have their vinyl come out at the same time as their CDs. There's also been a resurgence of interest in analog cassettes parallel to this, and at this point, there's only one company that does mass duplication of analog cassettes, so you have to get in line. But interest in vinyl has grown much faster, although it's interesting that nearly 17 million CDs were sold in 2025, which was a 16% increase over 2024, and the numbers for CDs are expected to be even higher this year.
Roll Home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.